CD 9.
The Horde watched the bustle among Lord Hong's men. Objects were being dragged to the front line.
"They don't look like archers to me," said Boy Willie.
"Those things are barking dogs," said Cohen. "I should know. Seen them before. They're like a barrel full of fireworks, and when the fireworks are lit, a big stone comes rushing out the other end."
"Why?"
"Well, would you hang around if someone had just lit a firework by your arse?"
"Here, Teach, he said arse," complained Truckle. "Look, on my bit of paper here, it says you mustn't say arse."
"We've got shields, haven't we?" said Mr. Savaloy. "I'm sure if we keep close together and put the shields over our heads, we'll be as right as rain."
"The stone's about a foot across and going very fast, and it's red hot."
"Not shields, then?"
"No," said Cohen. "Truckle, you push Hamish."
"We won't get 50 yards, Genghis," said Caleb.
"Better 50 yards now than 6 feet in a minute, yes?" said Cohen.
"Bravo," said Mr. Savaloy.
"What?"
said Mad Hamish.
Lord Hong watched them. He saw the Horde hang their shields around the wheelchair to form a crude travelling wall, and saw the wheels begin to turn. He raised his sword.
"Fire!"
"Still tamping the charges, O Lord."
"I said fire!"
"Got to prime the dogs, O Lord."
The bombardiers worked feverishly, spurred on less by terror of Lord Hong than by the onrushing Horde. Mr. Savaloy's hair streamed in the wind. He bounded through the dust, waving his sword and screaming. He'd never been so happy in all his life. So this was the secret at the heart of it all, to look death right in the face and charge. It made everything so utterly simple. Lord Hong threw down his helmet.
"Fire, you wretched peasants, you scum of the earth! Why must I ask twice? Give me that torch!"
He pushed a bombardier aside, crouched down beside a dog, heaved on it so that the barrel was pointing at the oncoming Cohen, lifted the torch. The earth heaved. The dog reared and rolled sideways. A round, red head, smiling faintly, rose out of the ground. There were screams in the ranks as the soldiers looked down at the moving dirt under their boots, tried to run on a surface that was just shifting soil, and disappeared in the rising cloud of dust. The ground caved in. Then it caved out again as stricken soldiers climbed up one another to escape, because rising gently through the turmoil was the soil in human shape. The Horde skidded to a halt.
"What are they, trolls?" said Cohen.
10 of the figures were visible now, industriously digging at the air. Then they stopped. One of them turned its gently smiling head this way and that. A sergeant must have screamed a handful of archers into line, because a few arrows shattered on the terracotta armour with absolutely no effect. Other red warriors were climbing up behind the former diggers. They collided with them with a sound of crockery. Then, as one man, or troll, or demon, they drew their swords, turned round, and headed towards Lord Hong's army. A few soldiers tried to fight them simply because there was too great a crowd behind them to run away. They died. It wasn't that the Red Guards were good fighters. They were very mechanical, each one performing the same thrust, parry, slash, regardless of what their opponent was doing. But they were simply unstoppable. If their opponent escaped one of the blows but didn't get out of the way, then he was just trodden on, and by the looks of things, the warriors were extremely heavy. And it was the way the thing smiled all the time that added to the terror.
"Well now, there's a thing," Cohen said, feeling for his tobacco pouch.
"Never seen trolls fight like that," said Truckle.
Rank after rank was walking up out of the hole, stabbing happily at the air. The front row were moving in a cloud of dust and screams. It is hard for a big army to do anything quickly, and divisions trying to move forward to see what the trouble was were getting in the way of fleeing individuals seeking a hole to hide in and permanent civilian status. Gongs were banging and men were trying to shout orders, but no one knew what the gongs were meant to mean or how the orders should be obeyed because there didn't seem to be enough time. Cohen finished rolling his cigarette and struck a match on his chin.
"Right," he said to the world in general, "let's get that bloody Hong."
The clouds overhead were less fearsome now. There was less lightning, but there were still a lot of them. Greeny black, heavy with rain.
"But this is amazing," said Mr. Savaloy.
A few drops hit the ground, leaving white.